Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in and taking time out to listen to this podcast. You may be driving right now, or traveling to office. You may be exercising, or dog walking, or cooking, or simply just working and listening to this podcast. I'm happy that you have taken time out to listen to this. Our community is growing continuously, and every day we are getting stronger. Please like, share, and subscribe to this podcast, and let me know which parts of the podcast do you like the most. Share it on your pages and tag me. I would love to know what's your favorite episode. DM me. Let me know which posts on my social media pages struck a chord with you.
Morning routines have always been one of the key elements in our lives. Our grandparents or parents telling us to wake up in the morning, brush teeth, have milk, go to the bathroom, shower, pray, and then have breakfast. Well, I don't know if we all agree the way we were forced to do them or would vouch for those specific routines listed. But having a set morning routine to kickstart your day is almost a must. Routines in general give you a scheduled way of proceeding and they help you focus on the task at hand. Now, I agree, many of you who are currently listening to this podcast would probably be under 30 and are still used to late nights and getting up late. Good news, the sleep pattern is not problematic. But having a morning routine when you wake up, even if it is at 11 o'clock in the morning, is important. Having a meal after waking up does energize your body and it is vital for your healthy functioning. A morning routine has been proven to increase productivity, focus, and make you more creative. To have a great morning routine, you should have good sleep also. Now, if you have a good sleep, you wake up better and so on and so forth. Most of the successful people owe it to their routines and are very proud of having one in the first place. It takes commitment and discipline to follow through. But most importantly, it needs to come from a place of realizing the importance of having one in your life. Routines can be different for different people. Some do meditation, some have a hot coffee, some go straight to exercises, and some check mails, which I highly discourage. More on it later. But having one will give your day an orderly fashion of doing things. And having accomplished them will boost your happiness because, well, you accomplished it.
Supriya, a very good friend and a very famous psychologist from the city of Bombay, has something to say about morning routine. Let's hear her.
Thank you, Madhu, for inviting me in this podcast. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I think as a psychologist, what I think about routines. One, routine are not a must. It's not an essentiality. It's a desirability. It helps certain people. You have to figure out whether routines help you or they don't help you. Are you a flexible person, which means that you just like to go by, an instant spontaneous flow, get up in the morning and maybe do what you feel like doing the most at that point in time. If you're that kind of spontaneous person, then and that's working for you, then you should retain that. However, if you think that there are a lot of things in a day that you're not being able to accomplish because of a lack of planning, or if you're not being able to imbibe certain essential factors in the day, for example, exercising and a sound breakfast and, for example, reading for half an hour, if these are the personal things you're not being able to accomplish in a day, then the morning routine actually works very well for you. I personally, at a personal level, I feel that half an hour to 1 hour time in the morning to myself aids me in getting into the gear of a hectic day. But as I said, it should suit you, your personality, your outlook to life, your view of how your day is. But first and foremost, examine both the patterns. Figure out if routine helps you. For example, figure out for 30 days. Put a routine, morning routine in place. Read for half an hour, exercise for 45 minutes. Spend a little bit of time with on your breakfast. Spend 15-20 good quality minutes with your loved ones. figuring out how they're planning their day, what they're going to be doing in the day, and what kind of assistance they are expecting you to give them in the day, so that you can plan that kind of small windows for them. And 5 to 10 minutes for sure in planning the day. I take a diary, I write down things, I write down obstacles that might come in my way. I advise my clients to try and figure out if they can do some amount of planning, because planning gets your half your job done, because then you're mentally prepared to do certain things and build certain contingencies. Once you're done with those 1.5 hours of routine, you finish off your morning chores and you use your travel time too. If you're driving, of course you drive, but if you're not driving and someone is driving for you, or you're taking a public transport, use those 15-20 minutes again to take a look at what you're supposed to do, what you're planning to do. Again, remember, these are not musts, they are desirables. So try this out for 30 days. If this is working better for you, at the end of the day you feel you feel that you've accomplished certain things, you're feeling better in terms of controllability in your life, you're feeling better in terms of managing your chores, you're feeling less stressed, then that's good for you. If you think, no, that actually reduced your spontaneity, it took away your flexibility, so for the next 30 days, completely use a flexible schedule. Get up in the morning, do what you feel like you're doing the best. If you feel you want to spend time with your loved ones, great. Otherwise, just go by the flow and see whether that 30 days, for those 30 days, just going as with a flow helps. Largely speaking, routines actually give you a some kind of framework from which you can approach your day. And it has benefited many people, especially if your routines are days are very, very hectic. So for hectic days and very busy schedules, routines actually help. But if you, for example, an artist, certain morning after small routines, you might just want to, as I said, be spontaneous. So choose your style. And the most important thing is to be comfortable in your skin and comfortable in the way in which you're approaching life. I'm hoping this helps you.
Now let's have a look at some of the best in the industry's morning routines. What are they and how have the routines helped successful people get to where they are today? Number one, exercises. Exercises rejuvenate your body. It fuels the required chemicals in your brain that help you feel more energetic and pumped up for the most part of the day. As small as stretches in your daily routine can help your blood flow active. If you like having exercises as your morning routine, then start with the basic stretches or a few push-ups or crunches and then slowly ramp up. Hit the gym if you like, go for a run, make small amends, but make them. As Henry D. Thoreau says, an early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day. Number two, meditation. There are many types of meditation, from simple breathing or to transcendental meditation. I would suggest you have a guide if you were to start meditating, else it can get difficult because it's a journey of the mind and not many people are experts in things related to mind. Start with a simple 2 to 3 minutes of breathing practice and continue it. You can increase it by a minute or two every 15 days or 20, depending upon how your body reacts to increments. Chuck Norris, a famous actor, says, "Exercise, prayer, and meditation are calming rituals. They have been shown to induce happier mood and provide a positive pathway through life's daily frustrations." Oprah Winfrey starts her day with a 20-minute meditation every morning. Number three, gratitude. This everyone must do. Gratitude, I feel, is one of the most important parts of our lives. It grounds us, it helps us focus, it calms us. It gives us a sense of purpose and direction, and more importantly, it does not let us become arrogant. I believe there is no such thing as a self-made person, theoretically or otherwise. I understand when people say that we are self-made, but for any one of us to go from place A to place B in the journey of life, there are so many people who help us. For celebrities, it's because people love their work, to getting to do good projects that makes them successful. For entrepreneurs, it's their employees, their families supporting them. If one had bad employees, can they grow? If one's family is not cooperative, most of the time goes into stressing about that. So, being grateful for everything that is going on in your life helps you realize the importance of these tiny but very important part of your journey, good or bad. Bad ones, because unless the bad thing had happened to you, you wouldn't have learned a lesson that is important for you to take note of in your future. As John Baptist says, gratitude is the memory of the heart. Number four, spend time with family. If you're a family of two or many, spending time with your loved ones in the morning refreshes your mind and helps you calm down. Richard Branson, Virgin Airways owner, says having some quality time with his family puts him in a great frame of mind before getting down to business. Number five, make your bed. Oh, you must have heard this so many times, didn't you? A very viral YouTube video by Admiral William McRaven shows how important it is to make your bed in the morning. Addressing a class of Marines, he says if you want to change the world, start by making your bed. Even if you've had a very bad day, when you come back home, at least your bed is made. And making your bed, which is by far the most annoying thing, I know. You've accomplished one thing already, and the day has just begun. Number six, eliminate choices. Now, we all know Steve Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg or Barack Obama, famous for not spending time on clothes for the day. Decision fatigue is something we all go through. And successful people would want to rather have their focus on their business than have it on their selection of clothes. Steve Jobs had always worn black turtleneck t-shirt, black jeans and a pair of sneakers. Mark Zuckerberg has about 13 pairs of gray shades of t-shirts. And Barack Obama, as a president, since he had to take numerous decisions in a day, kept it to bare minimum, a tie and a shirt to go with any suit. Number seven, strategize your day. Before you sleep for the day, make a list of things that you have to do the next day. My suggestion to you on this would be get your intentions straight. If your intention is to make money, then make plans in order to improve your financial status, where to invest, how to get richer, without the greed. And if your intention is to make content, see why, for whom, and what content you're trying to make. Align them with your intentions. Number eight, prioritize your sleep. Arianna Huffington, the founder of Huffington Post and Thrive Global, is a strong and a huge supporter of 8 hours of sleep per day. She found out about this in a bad way. She worked so hard, she pushed herself so much that she had a burnout and she collapsed one day. She immediately started to change her ways and now helping millions of us in realizing the importance of sleep so that we don't have to realize its importance in a similar way. Number nine, eat that frog first. Now, this concept was first introduced by a famous author, Brian Tracy, whose book was titled Eat That Frog. Science says we all have a limited amount of willpower. Now, use it wisely. Your willpower battery is 100% when you wake up. Get on with tackling your hardest job in the morning, and as the day fades away, more mundane and less taxing jobs should follow. Now, my suggestion here is if you're a creative person and you have to write something or you have to create something, do it first thing in the morning because that's when your energy is at the top. Now, all these morning routines are there for you to follow. If successful and busy people take time out in the morning to do their exercises or routines in the morning, then it must be important, don't you think? So, go pick one routine at a time that suits you and start implementing in your daily life and crack the task at hand. Three very important things to remember here though. Number one, pick one routine at a time. Don't bombard your body with 10 routines or even 2 routines at one time. Our minds or our bodies won't be able to take so much change at once. Number two, do not stretch yourself on the first day. If you're thinking of starting to meditate, do not aim to get to 20 minutes on day one or go for a 10 kilometer run on your first day. Start with 2 minutes meditation or 1 kilometer run. Number three, and the most important, consistency with anything that you follow in a day. Consistency is the key. Practice it with diligence and I guarantee you will see results. Thank you and take care.